Huh. Do you know they made a toilet? Do you know they made a toilet that can flush 24 golf balls?
In real
I
life?
got Nat on Facebook. That's just a loop video of someone flushing 24 golf balls down a toilet. Oh man.
Connor.
Yes.
Connor, when we get to the poop section of the show, which is
Oh.
every show accidentally,
Oh yeah, all the time.
I'm gonna need you to bring that up.
All right, so you can get sponsored by American Standard Toilets.
Yes.
Yeah,
Welcome to the D College podcast. Typically we talk about Disney, but this week we're actually going to be called the G Po College podcast because we're going to be talking about geese.
absolutely nothing about Disney.
Yeah. My name is Bradley. My co-host is James.
Hi.
And today we have special guests. One of them is a returning guest, our first returning guest, Connor.
That's me. I was told to prepare a goose fact, so here's my goose fact for you. They say honk.
Oh no.
We also have his co-host on their podcast, No Highway Option, Luke.
Hi, I'm Luke. My goose fact is they got weird poop, right? That's a thing.
Oh, they got very weird poop.
It's
And it's
super weird.
all over the place.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
everywhere. They had to bring in fake coyotes to my town.
Our school football fields would get covered in goose poop until they bought out like the shadow dogs made of wood.
The shadow dogs?
They were like just
Yeah.
the they were just shapes of dogs, but they were painted completely black. No one ever called them the shadow dogs. That was just like how my brain wanted to refer to them right now.
I mean, you know
Good.
how many times they were being the like our town's paper because the cops would be called because they thought that there was a coyote on the lake. It was very often.
So you had realistic theming, just like a certain theme park.
Yes. I don't know what theme park you're talking about though, because this is the G College podcast where we talk about geese. My goose fact is that I believe he died in Top Gun.
Yep, I
Yeah.
think you're right.
So Luke, you had mentioned when we had talked last time that you were looking for a certain place in Massachusetts, like a food place.
They closed down. I'm looking for a certain type of wings that used to come out of there. I don't know exactly what made them up. It's just like I know that I tasted them and I haven't tasted another kind like them. I know that there's some note of barbecue in there for sure. They're called Yukon Gold, and I've never even seen that like as a name on another thing.
Googling it, you can buy a Yukon Gold traditional red hot sauce on the allspiceco.com. It apparently is a steak sauce with the addition of orange rind and raisin paste.
Huh, that tracks.
Great served on
I
pizza,
like
sandwiches,
raisin.
tacos, burritos, and anything else.
Well, the good news is we live, or I live in Massachusetts, and our primary viewers are from Massachusetts, so they might be able to track this down for
Now, yeah, we're working on it.
I
Now
doubt
both
it, but
podcasts will be talking about this sauce.
do you guys want to tell us a bit about your show and how it got started?
So No Highway Option is a show that answers the one question that applies to every film ever made. Is it better or worse than Vin Diesel's 2005 seminal masterpiece, The Pacifier? It started because I remember in college, I don't know why it happened, but one night Luke and I just somehow the Peter Panda dance came up and we were like, wasn't that movie strange? And then we were looking for some podcast to do together. We were like, it could be a movie news podcast, or like, what could it be? And rewatched The Pacifier on Disney Plus, and I was like, this thing's weird. Maybe we should make something about how weird it is.
It was a frantic text I got in the middle of the night from Connor one time. Was I
Well,
got this idea.
it wasn't that late. It was like 8:30.
I thought it
That's
was
pretty
like
late. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure at least our Instagram people know about it
Yeah, you're our
because
ride or die advertisers.
I'm the like the cheerleader.
Appreciate
But
it.
yeah, I love it. So I guess we probably should talk about Disney.
If we must.
It's actually.
It is in the title.
Do you know Donald Duck has a cousin who's a goose, I think?
So would that make him a goose?
No. Yeah, his name's Gus.
Gus Goose.
Gus the Goose.
Yeah, it's one episode, or not episode, it's one cartoon called Donald's Cousin Gus, where this fat bitch comes in, eats all his food, and leaves.
Sounds like a great show.
It's wonderful. Yeah, that's the entire plot synopsis on Wikipedia. Donald's Cousin Gus is a 1939 Disney cartoon where Donald Duck is visited by his cousin Gus, who eats him out of house and home. It was released on May 3rd.
Now, who do you guys think is the most terrifying Disney character?
Well, are we talking like in any Disney film or TV show ever, or just like the Fab Five canon?
We can go any. Yeah, I would say any. Because I know mine.
What's yours?
Goofy. Goofy is terrifying.
He's just a tall dog man.
When you're walking through that, what's it called? Disney University, and you just see Goofy hanging from the ceiling, that is not a way to greet new cast members.
I mean, anything hanging out of the ceiling is terrifying. It's like the raptor in Jurassic Park, the ride.
That's less scary, honestly.
Also, didn't he lick our faces at Chef Mickey's when we went that time?
Yeah, he did. I'll never forget it because it was terrifying.
I was just another college program kid who was like, I'm gonna mess with them as their beginning.
James's dad was in there being like, oh, they're starting the college program. So it definitely was.
Yeah.
It was definitely someone that was just messing with us.
100%.
Is Goofy the gray stuff?
I don't know. I've never tried eating him. But someday I may.
I don't think he would taste like an Oreo, though.
That's true. That is true. The Oreos, I tried that while I was down there at whatever that restaurant is called, Be Our Guest.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably my favorite dessert in that restaurant.
It is delicious. You can get it at Gaston's Tavern now.
Oh, you can?
You can get the cupcake version of it. They like just put it out on there, according to the videos that I watch when I just want to turn my brain off and be like, look at the parks during a pandemic.
There's no lines. That's a plus.
Yeah, I think like the guy I was watching was like, wow, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train's a pretty long wait at 45 minutes. I'm like, pretty long? That was a good day.
Well, you were there. It was like 400 minutes, right?
Not quite 400, but like I think when we were there during Easter weekend, it got up to like 210.
Oof.
I could just never picture waiting in that long of a line. I mean,
especially for that ride.
I just couldn't do it. The only ride I might try is that new Star Wars one.
I would wait a while for Resistance, and I think 2 hours is an acceptable but a little too long time to wait for Flight of Passage.
Yeah, I didn't even go on that one while we were down there.
Oh, it was beautiful.
That was a 5-hour wait last time I was there, so I did not do that one.
Oof. Wow. The day I did it, I was supposed to go with one of my roommates after I had a class, but when I got to Animal Kingdom, he was like, I'm going to take a nap instead. So it was, I think it was like a 100-minute wait, and I just sat in it by myself, kind of staring at my phone, which had no service inside that building, listening to...
Isn't it, like, awesome?
Oh, it's so cool. First you go through, like, a jungle part of it, and then you go into the Avatar Lab, and you see Jake Sully's avatar inside the tube, and it, like, moves a little bit. It's super cool, but, like, it's a little less cool when you have nobody to react to it with. And you have to be behind a Scottish dad and his children as he quizzes them on soccer teams.
Oh, wow.
I'm just like,
wow. You heard it here, folks. Connor hates the Scots and soccer.
I'm like, wow, this theming is beautiful. And he's like, all right, who's the captain of Blasdalsal United? And the kids are like, Greg Hergestad. And I'm like, come on, just can you talk about something cool?
Did you give him answers while you were...
No, because I didn't know it.
Oh, you should have Googled it and then just been like a show off showing them
all. Well,
Was it me and you that got stuck in the test track line when it broke down?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like we weren't in the formal line section. We had just designed our cars and we're about to head into the next room. So everyone's kind of like in a cluster. They're like, yeah, it's about to storm. So like, I think we're shutting down, but we don't know yet. And everyone was kind of just like looking at each other like, do we leave or what?
And we thought about it.
We did.
But it was tough to go back because it was, you would have had to walk through like the designing the car area.
Yeah, basically the entire line again.
Yeah, so it wasn't worth it.
That sounds like a ride all on its own.
Walking back through the line.
Yeah, I had to do that a couple times while doing custodial stuff for Space Mountain. And people would just look at me like, why are you walking through this line? And I'm like, because they decided to put a trash barrel in the middle part of this line. And then, like, the trash, people would throw full drinks in there, so it would be leaking as I was walking back up.
Ew.
Yeah.
The magic of Disney.
Exactly.
Magic. Yeah. So speaking of test track, I'm just going to circle back and give my goose fact. So test track, the car runs at a maximum speed of 65 miles per hour. Unfortunately, the goose can only fly 40 miles per hour when they're in their V-shaped formation, which is used for their efficiency when they're migrating.
Well, that's certainly a fact.
Yep, it definitely is.
Do you want a different bird fact that I know from a movie?
Sure.
Apparently, short distances, pigeons can go up to 90-something miles an hour. Just for short distances, though.
Did you get that from the Will Smith pigeon movie?
Yes, I did, because I watched it again recently, because it's great.
I wanted to see it, but nobody would go see it with me.
It's on HBO Max now.
Oh, is it? That's weird, because it's Fox. I was going to say, that's weird. I thought it would have been on, like, Disney Plus.
It'll get there eventually. I think it was on it for a bit. Is it still there? Because I remember seeing it on the homepage and being like, oh, well, I already bought the Blu-ray of it. So like,
man, no. You went all in.
Yeah, man.
Will Smith as a secret agent pigeon.
It's a great movie. And the Steelbook design was very appealing.
What's the Steelbook design? I have to Google this.
The Steelbook's like purple and orange. And it's like the shadow of human Will Smith running. And then a reflection of a shadow of the pigeon underneath him. And it just looks good.
That sounds more like a action movie. Is it fairly action-y or is it mostly comedy?
It's both. It's a, you know, it's an animated kids movie set in the world of spies. So like there's some action, but it's also goofy because pigeons and, you know, they reference the cloaca more times than anything I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. I like that Steelbook.
Right. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's super nice. Why is it so nice?
Like, I don't know, man, but that's why I bought it.
They put a lot of creativity into that.
Yeah, man, it rules.
So how much can we say about what's coming up the week that this is coming out?
Oh, well, they'll already know from hearing the end of the last episode that Brad's going to be on our episode about George of the Jungle, the underrated masterpiece.
It is a great movie.
It's a timeless classic.
Yeah, I haven't listened, I haven't edited the episode yet, but it's from what I remember, we had a lot of fun discussing it, even though a lot of it was just me going like, it's funny, guys, isn't it?
Connor loves that movie.
I really do.
Yeah. Now, I got a listener email that's a question for you guys.
Okay.
They want to know why you are so harsh on Kangaroo Jack.
Of course they do.
Because it was bad and we had no nostalgia for it. I hope that gets back to justice for Jack.
Yeah.
I do too. They're leaving reviews all over my page too.
You know, it's so strange. Justice for Jack has only reviewed two things on their iTunes.
Yeah,
our show and your show. What a strange thing.
That's pretty cuckoo bananas.
They sent me a lot of angry emails. They were like, oh, you know these people? We need you to talk to them to give it a re-review.
No.
Straight up, no.
Can't happen.
No critical reevaluations until we decide to do it.
So you're sticking with the fact that it's not as good as The Pacifier?
Not even close, no.
All right. Well, you heard it here, Justice for Jack. They're never going to do Kangaroo Jack again. Now, give it the fair review.
Where would you put a Kangaroo Jack ride if it would go in Disney World?
Splash Mountain.
Oof.
Tell us about that re-theme.
So the whole ride would just be you're on the boat, right?
But yes, seeing the iconic boat from the end of Kangaroo Jack.
Well, we turn the boat into a car, so it's just like you're going along and you see the events of the movie happening while you're gone. Well, they're all singing some made-up song about Kangaroo Jack. And then when you get to the end, Kangaroo Jack jumps on your boat with you, and he rides down. I was thinking something like he's hopping around, but that makes no sense. So,
I mean,
the whole idea makes no sense.
I mean, hopping animatronics can happen in Splash Mountain. Rare Rabbit hops by you.
Oh, I've never been on Splash Mountain.
It's great.
Never?
No, the line's been too long every time I go down.
The first time I went on it was in the college program. And it was a good time. There was one point I went on with our roommates, Nick and Brandon. There was a small child in front of us riding alone for some reason. We didn't know him. So when we went down the hill for the picture, all of us pointed at him like, "Hey, this guy." It was very entertaining.
I should post that when this episode comes out.
I still can't think of who is the scariest Disney character.
Oh, yeah.
Not actual Satan?
Well, his name is Chernabog, first of all.
Isn't he supposed to be Satan?
Yeah, but his name is Chernabog. I don't know what to tell you.
Missed opportunity.
I would just say everybody here thinks it's Goofy.
No, I don't know. The Horned King from the Black Cauldron, Judge Doom from Roger Rabbit, he's scary.
What about Hans Gruber from Die Hard?
Yeah, he's scary. He's not.
It's kind of Disney.
Not up there. He doesn't have the murderous cartoon eyes of Christopher Lloyd, but, you know, he's scary. He's threatening.
Now, the murderous eyes of Christopher Lloyd from specifically that movie, or?
Yeah, from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
From the others in the Lloydiverse.
No, from the one where his eyes turn into knives. Because they are murderous cartoon eyes.
I don't know. Have you seen the what's the old guy bank robbing movie?
Oh, oh my god! I know what you're talking about because I saw it for a friend's birthday and it was actually kind of all right. It starts with the.
It's a remake.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one with Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Way better than it had any right to be.
Yeah, it actually.
Christopher Lloyd, very funny in it.
Going in style.
Yeah, Zach Braff directed that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
It wasn't terrible.
So are we saying that they're the creepiest people in Disney?
No, Christopher Lloyd in that movie.
He doesn't have murderous cartoon eyes in that one. He just has confused cartoon eyes. Cartoon eyes where he doesn't know where he is.
So goofy.
So goofy.
All right, it's settled. Goofy's the creepiest Disney character.
No, the creepiest Disney character is the Andy from the safety videos.
Oh, yeah.
Red Zone, Green Zone.
I don't know if he was creepy. He was just annoying.
I don't know. He haunted me for a day or two.
He kind of reminded me of PC Principal from South Park.
Yeah, he had the tucked in polo shirt thing going on.
Yeah, his arms were always square, like he was, because obviously he was picking stuff up, but like the shirt was too tight, so it was just keeping his arms up.
Yeah, sorry, Luke, I had to bring it back into D-College somehow.
Connor's the only one that can rein us in.
Can center it?
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, Connor and Luke, for being here. Do you want to plug anything? Talk about your show?
Yeah, well, we talked about our show earlier, Pacifier Podcast. movies comparing to them, No Highway Option. You can follow all of our socials at No Highway Pod.
Yes.
Cool. I'm going to be on it this week, so everybody should definitely go check that out.
I just have one thing to say. I'd like to add one more quote from Duck Duck Goose.
Oh, God.
To all the viewers out there, keep it loose and fly like a goose.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. You can follow us everywhere at D College Pod, but we only really update Instagram. So kind of out of luck if you follow us elsewhere. Thank you again, Connor and Luke, for being on.
Thank you again for having us.
And we will see you next week where we talk about a bunch of bands that are banned from Disney.
Band.